Hello, everyone. Bruce Edwin, HollywoodSentinel.com, back here with our second segment with Ashley Cruz. Ashley Hey, Ashley.
Right here.
Ashley is a dance extraordinaire. She's been on stages with Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Cardi B, and on and on. Ashley, nice to have you back here with us.
It's good to be here.
Well, thank you. Ashley, I wanted to speak with you. Take us back to the beginning of some of your training. Now, I've read, you know, I've studied about Madonna. She worked with Martha Graham. And, you know, I knew, obviously, Madonna was originally a dancer. And what was it like for you with training? How did your training work, and who were some, I know you wanted to go into, you know, kind of explain to that a little bit to us, please.
So my training, again, it's back in New York. All of my training is back in New York.
Okay.
And I've trained under mostly like commercial teachers, like Rhapsody James is a huge commercial instructor. She has a program called Motivating Excellence. It's a really intense program where she teaches students to be a working commercial dancer. So again, I knew what I wanted to do, and I found the teachers that were right for me to get me there. She was one of them. I trained under Luam in New York. She's another one who's worked with Rihanna and all these huge artists.
Beautiful.
Again, that teach you how to be that performer. And then I've also trained with Danielle Polanco, who is the most challenging teacher you can take. And if you take her class, you come out like a warrior. She is OG in the game. She taught Beyonce how to be Beyonce, I believe. So
wow.
I've been blessed to be able to walk outside and take the train and go take her. Jessica Castro, someone else. She's an amazing teacher. So I've taken mostly women, which I love, and now that I'm mentioning.
Yeah.
Women have been a big part of my training. And
cool.
And no one I mention is easy.
Yeah.
They all challenge you to deliver absolutely everything you can.
Now, I want to go into that because, you know, that's something that I put out an article called How to Succeed in Hollywood. I try to give, you know, free advice to people aspiring and to be at the even halfway level of where you're at, right? So, Ashley, basically, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. I think we had a feedback for a minute problem. So, how long, for example, did you train? And I'm sure you're constantly training, but how long have you trained to basically get your first major show, would you say? How long had it been?
So before I got any job, I believe I wanted to say I was training, including like my, when I was in like crews and like dance crews, and I was in a dance company and I was doing the programs, all of that in total, I was training for about, I want to say maybe four years.
Okay.
I was training out of high school.
Yeah.
Completely dedicated to dance. And then when I started working on that fourth year, when I got signed to my agency, then I just took it up a level and I was working and training. And thankfully I worked super hard training before I started working, that I was able to complete the job that I was doing really well, to make good impressions on the people I was working with. And
yes,
then the training is in the job, if that makes sense.
It does. So you're progressing each time.
Yeah, like you don't really learn until you're on the job, but you have to also make sure when you're not on the job, you're taking the right classes and you're doing the right things and getting the right information. So honestly, I've trained for about 4 years, which is nothing compared to the people that I just mentioned that I learned from.
Yeah.
And then when I started working, it's been about 4 to 5 years that I've been working professionally, and I'm still training. I'm still training on the jobs. I'm still training after the jobs, during the jobs, I'm off time. The training doesn't stop.
That's amazing. Now, when you say 4 years, put that into perspective for us. Is that like full time, part time, 2 hours a week? What are we talking here?
that's full-time. That's with a dancer, it's full-time. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, I dance every day. Like, even right now, I'm taking a break right now because I'm just creating with my friend and putting a visual together just to keep ourselves busy and working and behind a camera so that when we're on the job, we're ready to go. So it's definitely full-time. Now I can say it's full-time. Maybe back then I could say part-time just because I had to work at Aldo and I had to teach kids to make money because I wasn't making I wasn't, you know, booking the jobs yet. So it was part-time then, and I treated it as a job because every time that I wasn't making money doing something else, I was dancing. And now I get to the point where I can call it full-time now.
That's amazing. And just thinking of that, because I've done, over the years, I've kind of, really just done like amateur, I say I'm amateur in training in martial arts. And it really is, you know, just doing, you know, for over a number of years, just, you know, hour class, a few days a week or whatever. But I mean, the level of training you're talking about and thinking of that in terms of how exhausted I am after a class of that, you know, I mean, you've got to be like really in shape and so high energy, right?
Yeah, you have to be. And also you just have to put on your extra work with still going to the gym and all that stuff. Wow. And I was always the thick Puerto Rican girl. At first I was overweight and now I was just making it. Then so I've always had to work harder. I've always had to still keep my body in shape, do more than the average dancer because I grew up eating rice and beans. So I was always a little heavier. So it's a lot. And depending on, you know, your lifestyle and the way you were brought up, you might have to work harder. Maybe you might have to work easier. But in my case, I always had to work harder.
Wow. And so what is this like for you as a dancer on a physical level? Like, are there times when you're just like, you know, so just wiped out physically? Or, I mean, what is it? How do you recharge? What is that like?
Yeah, with dancers, it's a lot. We deal with a lot mentally, physically. So the best way to recharge is sometimes, honestly, to stay home and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Because we put ourselves through this, through torture for hours and hours and hours. So, and we don't really know how to turn our brains off and stuff. So, I make sure, like, when I have my off days, I'm home and I'm rolling out and I'm soaking and going to get a deep tissue and, treating myself like an athlete because we are athletes.
Yes.
So making sure that recovery time is a priority as well.
Exactly. Amazing. Well, Ashley, there's so much more I want to ask you about. And I mean, your work is just amazing to me and I love what you do. Anything you want to shout out and tell our listeners and audience here now before we begin to let you go?
I think what I want to tell my audience is break your own barriers. I've had to learn that now recently where now I can't think about what everyone else expects of me, but what I expect of myself. So as long as you keep knocking down your own goals for yourself, where you see yourself, then that's all you can do. I work so hard to beat myself up along the road as well. It's not just peaches and cream. I'm really hard on myself.
Yeah.
But, in whatever art form it is, it's hard. Art is hard. Pursuing an art form is hard. So make sure you're fair with yourself and be kind to yourself because it is possible when you get there, you want to be happy when you're there. And I've been blessed to have a good support system and all of that throughout the way. So make sure that you keep that as a priority. Shout out to my Latina. Shout out to my East Coast. Shout out to my dance community. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure. Ashley, I hope you'll come back with us sometime. There's a lot more I'd love to talk with you about.
Anytime.
Beautiful, beautiful. And listeners, I know you've got a website. What's your best website? I believe it's iamashleycruz.com, correct?
Yes, My website is www.iamashleycruz.com. That's I-A-M, ashleycruz.com. And on social media, it is also at underscore @IamAshleyCruz.
Perfect.
You can follow me there.
We'll put links up to that. Ashley, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. I'm so glad we met, and thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Bruce.
Thank you, Ashley. Hold the line, Ashley, please. I'll be right with you, folks. HollywoodSentinel.com, speaking with Ashley Cruz, dancer on stage with some of the biggest stars of our time. Thank you for listening. Come back soon.